Thursday the 20th of December, Yud Aleph Teves, Rabbi Meir Rappaport, Chazaka Demei Korah.
I found a Tzaviad from Maizeda, and it's difficult to know whether he himself wrote it when he was younger, or whether the stages in his life when he actually helped people edit their Torim, and helped, there was two Rabbonim here in London, actually, one was called Zinger, one was called Zonibaum, various other Rabbonim whom he helped bring out their Torim after they were Nifta. So it's difficult for me to know whether this Tzaviad was actually his Torah, or whether it's something that was from somebody else that he had edited, or something that he'd copied from someone, which he did at times. But I called upon him. It's an interesting shtickle, and I was marchiv on it, and we'll see if I have time to be marchiv on it. Let's first see what he wrote in his Tzaviad. The Mechaba says as follows in Hilchas Taruvis. We have an Issa and a Hetta. And what happened was they were Nishre together. Shriya, that means that they were like pickles. You pickle something, you leave something in water or in vinegar or in any liquid for a period of 24 hours. The halacha is that it's din is kimevushar, it's if you cooked it. So if I am Mashre, a Hetta with an Itul, and leave it there for 24 hours, it's as if I cooked the Issa and the Hetta together. As Shmuel says, kovush kimevushel. If you're kovish something, it's as if it's cooked. And the halacha is that the Hetta becomes osur. Why? Because we assume that the taste, part of the Issa, went into the Hetta, and it makes the Hetta into an Issa. The Hetta is now swallowed part of the Issa. That's Shmuel's memra, kovush kimevushel. It says it in Chulin, it says it in Psochim, kovush kimevushel. Says the Ramah, as on the Ramah's part, Sofek Kovush, what happens if I have a Sofek Kovush? It's also awesome, except by Bosov V'Cholov. Why? Because Bosov V'Cholov, Derech Bishul Osra Torah, Loi Sevashel Gedi B'Chalei Moy, the Issa Mida Uraisa of Bishul, Bosov V'Cholov, is only if you actually Mevashel it. Whereas, if you do anything else to it, then it's not Osra Mida Uraisa, it's only Osra Mida Rabbonon. So if I have a Sofek Kovush in an Isu, whatever it may be, then it will be a Sofik Deiraisa, then it will be Osu. However, if I have a Sofik Kovush Bosal Becholov, then it's only an Isu Derabonon, on Sofik Derabonon, Lekulov. But, I call upon him, let's leave aside Bosal Becholov, and Kovush and Isu with a Heter, it's Osu. Sofik Kovush is also Osu, because Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. Now, what is the case of Sofik Kovush that the Ramah is talking about? We could explain this in two ways. You could either say that he's got two pieces of food here, and he's not sure which one was nechbash with an isra, and which one wasn't nechbash with an isra. He's got two pieces, he's not sure, they got mixed up. He's got one piece, which is bichlal kosher, and one of them was nechbash, was definitely nechbash with an isra. And they got mixed up, so he doesn't know which one is now the isul, and which one was always mutter. That's one way of being mazgirit. In that case, there's no doubt about it, it's also because it's Ischazik Isura. There is definitely an Issa here somewhere. There's definitely an Issa here somewhere, which you don't know which piece is the Issa. There's another way of explaining Sofik Kovush. I had a piece of Heta, and I left it in water together with a piece of Issa. And I don't know whether it was left there for 24 hours. Maybe it was left there for 24 hours, and therefore it becomes Kovush, and therefore it's also. Maybe it wasn't left there for 24 hours. So I have one piece here, and I don't know whether it was nechbash with an issa for 24 hours or not. I'm misupik in this piece itself. So you can't say that it's chazik isura here. There's no definite issa here. I'm in doubt whether there is an issa in this piece at all whatsoever. The Taz explains the case of the Ramah of Sofik Kovush. Also, like the second explanation which you gave, I have one piece, and it was nechbash with an issa, and I don't know whether it was nechbash for 24 hours or not. So, what's the halacha? Halacha is, says the Ramah, it's osur. Now, we have to understand why it's osur. The chayra, we could say that there is a cheskas kashrus. This piece of meat, let's say, started off being kosher. It came from a kosher butchery, or this piece of bread, whatever it may be, originally was mutter. So it has a cheskas kashrus. Anything which has a cheskas kashrus. So we should say, let's go, boso chazoko. Let's assume that till now it was kosher, I'm not sure where this was nechbash for 24 hours. So let the chazaka pask in my shayla. The chazaka will tell me that it was not nechbash for 24 hours. However, the Ramah says it's also. Comes along the Taz and asks a kasha from a halacha which you find in Hilchas Mikvoi. A mechaber. The mechaber says in Hilchas Mikvoi as follows. I have a mikvah. Now this mikvah has always been 40 sa'ah, minimum shear of a mikvah. However, sometimes the water level rises, sometimes it dips. It has its ups and downs, like most of us do. However, it's always been assumed, it's always been 40 sa'ah. It started off 40 sa'ah. We've never found out that it's less than 40 sa'ah. So, this mikvah has a chazaka. It has a cheskat mikvah. It has a cheska that it is a mikvah, that it's 40 sa'ah. Now, a woman or a man, whoever it may be, who's a tomei, dipped himself in his mikveh, and the question is, do they have to be tovel again? They go to the Rav and they say, well, look, this mikveh has its ups and downs. However, the Rav says, well, do you know that it's ever been under 40 sa? No, we don't know it's ever been under 40 sa. It's always been more than 40 sa, but we know it goes up and down. But maybe when I was tovel, it had gone under 40 sa. So, does she have to tovel again? Does he have to be tovel again? Yes or no? Says the Mechaber, no, you don't have to be tovel again. Why? Because you've got a chazaka on the mikveh. The mikveh was 40 sa'ah, and we assume that the chazaka tells us that it always will be 40 sa'ah. Now, says the Taz, I can make a kal v'chomer. The fellow who dipped in the mikveh, he started off, he was tomei, right? Whether it was tumas meis, whatever tumei it may be, whether it was a tumas nidah, whoever was tovel in the mikveh was tovel there because he was tomei. So the person has a cheskat tumah. The mikveh has a cheskat mikveh that it was 40 sa'ah. So we have here fight. The cheskat mikveh tells you that things don't change. If it was 40 sa'ah, it's going to remain 40 sa'ah. The cheskat mikveh tells us the mikveh is kosher. However, and therefore this person is tall. However, this person himself tells me that he started off being tommy. Before he went to the mikveh, he was tommy. So his chazaka will tell us that he still remains tommy and he still has to be tovel again. His chazak, his cheskat tumah tells us that the tefillah wasn't a tefillah, and that we'll assume the mikvah was not 40 sa'ah. Says the mechaber, he does not have to be tovel again. Why? Because we say that the chazaka of the mikvah overrides the chazaka of the tomei. The chazaka in the mikvah will override the person's chazaka and will tell us that the mikvah was kosher and he does not have to be tovel again. Says the Taz, if so, let me make a kal v'chomer. Madoch in the case of the mikveh, when you have a cheskat tumah telling us that he has to be tovel again, afilo hochi the cheskat mikveh overrides that chazaka and tells us that he doesn't have to be tovel again. Over here in our case of kovush, where there's no chazaka telling us there's a problem here, the only thing we have is a chazaka telling us that this piece of meat was kosher and therefore it should remain kosher, like it was beforehand. And let's assume that it was not nechbash for 24 hours. So to kal v'chomer it should be mutter. Why does the Mechaber say that, why does the Ramah say that sofik kovush is also? Sofik kovush should be mutter. Madoch, by a mikveh, we say cheskat mikveh, that the mikveh is still 40 sa'ah like it was beforehand, even though you have a person who's got a cheskat tumah being tovel here. And we still say it's good. Al achas kama v'kama, we should say by sofik kovush should be mutter, because we assume that it was not nechbash for 24 hours because the piece of meat was kosher, it should remain kosher. That's the Taz's kasha. Comes along the shach in the Kudos HaKetzes and he says, no, ein hanidin doim el araya, you cannot compare the two cases. Why can't you compare the two cases? He says, very simple. Very simple. This mikveh had no reyester. There's nothing here that tells us that we should assume there is a problem to tell us that this may not be a mikveh. True that this mikveh has its ups and downs, but was there any signal whatsoever that this mikveh may have become ois mikveh? Was there any signal that this mikveh has dipped under 40 sa'ah? No, it's never been like that. And we, today in front of our eyes, we don't know whether it's under 40 sa'ah or not. We don't know. But you have nothing to tell us specifically that it may have gone under 40 sa'ah. Whereas, by kovush, the person is koyrish it. He did put it in a liquid together with an issa. Therefore, isra leiches kotei. There is a reyesa on a chazaka. There is a reyesa on a chazaka. This chazaka is not fest. It's not strong. It's not powerful. Why? Because you're telling me it's got a cheskas kashrut, but I have a reason to assume that things may have changed. Why do I have reason to assume things may have changed? Because it was klavish after all. He did put it in water, and it was left there for a long time. And it could well be that it went. Was left there for 24 hours. So, by kovush, the reason why it's osur, why we don't go bosur the cheskas kashrus of the food, is because there's a reyes on the chazaka. Because we have reason to assume that there may be a problem here. That the reyes on the chazaka has been damaged. Whereas, by mikvah, the chazaka is fest, it's strong, it's powerful, it hasn't been damaged. We have no reason to assume there's any problem with the chazaka of the mikvah. It's what, 40 saw? We can still assume it's 40 saw. There's nothing to tell us that it may have dipped below 40 saw. That's the Nekudos HaKetzer, the Shach's answer on the Tazis Kasha. Comes along the Kreitu Plati and says, no, the Shach's Teretz is Nishkan Teretz. Why? Because then I've got a raya against the Shach. What's the raya against the Shach? From a Mechaber in Yoyodea. From a Mechaber in Yoyodea. What does the Mechaber say there? It says as follows, I've got cheese, gvinos. Shenasu mecholav behema, right? Cheese is made out of the milk from an animal. And unfortunately, that animal was found to be treif. That animal was found to be treif. I have a shayla now about the gvinos that were made from this animal. Can I eat the gvinos? Are they kosher? Or are they not? Maybe they come from a behemoth treifer. So, I have to know, when did the behemoth become treifer? Did it become treifer after the gvinos were made? Or did it become treifer? Was it already a treifer before the gvinos were made? That's my topic. That's my shayla. Says the Mechaber that the gvinos are muta. Why? Why the gvinos are muta? Even though, mitzat echod, I have a treif olefonecho, I have a behemoth which is now treif. So if it's treif now, maybe we should take it back and say it was treif then also. No, the behemoth has a cheskat kashrus. It was born kosher, it started off being kosher, we can assume that it remains kosher until the last possible moment. There was a change, there definitely was a change here. We now see it's a treifer today. In front of your eyes it's a treifer. However, we assume that because the behemoth started off being kosher, and it was kosher, we can assume it remained kosher until the last possible moment. It has a cheskat kashrus. Says the crazy Plati, why are you telling me this behemoth is kosher? Today it's treif in front of your eyes. Treif olefonecho. So you've got a cheskat kashrus telling you it's kosher. That means it was kosher all the way through to the last possible second. But today it's treif. So maybe it was treif then also. Let's take the treifers back. What tells you to say that it was kosher then? Let's take the kashrus all the way to the last possible second. Let's take the situation now as it exists that it's treif and take it back all the way. But we don't say that. The Mechaber says it's kosher. This gvino is kosher because we can assume that the behemah had a cheskas kashrus. The talfus happens in the last possible second. Aye, says the crazy, you've got a reyes telefonecho. The chazoka de mikoro, the chazoka that we started off with, its original status, the cheskas kashrus of the behemah has well been damaged. It's damaged today. Today it's a treifa. You can't tell me the chazoka is fit, the chazoka is strong, the chazoka is powerful. We have a damaged chazoka. Today it's a treifa. And if you look, we go bosa chazaka. So the Shach's answer to explain why Sofik Kovush is Osa does not stand. Again, we can ask, why is Sofik Kovush Osa? Because you are Koivishit. But it's got a cheskat kashrus. The food started off being kosher. Why shouldn't it remain kosher? Ah, you'll tell me Israel cheskotei because you are Koivishit. So the chazaka is now damaged. Here we have a case of Gvinois, where we say the behemah had a cheskas kashrus, but the chazaka is damaged. And it's not just that he was koivishit. Today it's definitely treif. So why do you go bosa chazaka? That's the crazy place, kasha on the shach teret to the tazis kasha. So, there is a Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin says, okay, so the Gemara says, mitnei ma tiknu zman begittin. Why is it that Chazal instituted that we should write the date of the divorce on the divorce bill, on the get? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Basachoisei. What is Basachoisei? The Yerushalmi tells us there was a story, a person once married his niece, And she was Mizana. She was Mizana. Now, we have a Shaila. When was she Mizana? If she was Mizana while he was married to her, then she's Chayav Chenek. And he wanted to save her. Because she was, after all, she was his niece. And he had Rachmanis on her. So, what did he do? He gave her a get. And there was no Zman in the get. So we don't know when she was Mizana. Was she Mizana and then given the get? Or was she given the get and then she was Mizana? So if she was Mizana before the get, then she's Chayav Chenek. It's a big problem. But if she was Mizana afterwards, it's alright. She wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So we've got a big Shaila. So therefore Chazal said, Tiknu Zman Begitin Chazal. We're second to write the date on the get. And therefore you know exactly when the divorce happened. And then you'll know if there's a problem of Batachoytoy, Shema Yechapa Batachoytoy, the person won't be able to save his niece from Misa if she's Chayav Misa. That's the Gemara. Flektos is Akasha. What does it help me that if there wasn't a Zman in the get, he'll be able to save her soul? How will he be able to save her? Why? Because he'll say, no, there's no time on the get. You don't really know when we got divorced. That's what he'll say. The get happened before the Znus. And therefore you can't kill her. It's a sophic. You don't know when she was Mizana. The Bezin can't kill her because maybe she was Mizana before the get, after the get. Maybe the get was before the Znus. That's the Gemara. Says Tois, just no. It won't help her. It won't help her. She has a Cheska Eshet Ish, says Tois. Till now she was married. So why should we say that the change happened before the Znus? Let's assume the change happened only after the Znus. She started off being married, so she's still married. So why can't the Bezdin give her Chiyuv Misa? Why can't the Bezdin kill her with the Cheska Eshet Ish? Till now she was an Eshet Ish. So we assume she was an Eshet Ish till the last possible second. And therefore, even without a Zman on the get, he can't save her. He can't say the get happened before the Znus, because the Cheska Eshet Ish will tell you that the get was only in the last possible second. She was an Eshet Ish until the last possible second. That's Tosis' discussion. Comes along Tosis and says that no, there's two terutzim. How do we know Tosis says two terutzim? Because he says one teretz, and then he says va'oid, another teretz. He's got two answers to this kasha. First teretz is that against the chazokah cheskas eshes ish, against the first chazokah that tells us she was an eshes ish to the last possible second, we have a chazokah dehashto. Now we look at her and we see she is a grusha. So you've got a fight going on here. The Cheskas Eshet Ish tells you she was an Eshet Ish to the last possible second. The Cheskas Grusha, the fact she's a Grusha now, will tell you no. If now she was a Grusha, she was a Grusha all the way beforehand, before the Znus. That places his Kasha. Of course you can say, you can tell, you can say she was a Grusha before the Znus, because Hare Grusha Laponecha, she's a Grusha now. If she's a Grusha now, then she was a Grusha then also. That's one test of places. The oid says Tosis, another teretz. She's got a cheskas kshero. She was a good, upright, devout Jew. She had a cheskas kashrus. So let's assume she still is a kshero. Why should we assume this woman did an aveira and she was mizana while she was an eshes ish? No, she was already divorced. Let's assume she was divorced. Why? Because she has a cheskas kshero. Till now she was kosher. Till now she was a good, upright Jewish citizen. Why should we assume that status changed? Why should we make a change? So true, we have a Cheskas Eshet Ish. But against the Cheskas Eshet Ish telling you that she was an Eshet Ish all the way through, after the Znus, we have two Chazokas telling you opposite. First Chazokah is Cheskas Grusha Lefonecha, Harei Grusha Lefonecha, she is now Grusha. And the second Chazokah is Cheskas Ksheiro, she's also Ksheiro. So we have two answers to Tosis' Kasha. One is Cheskas Grusha, and one is Cheskas Ksheiro. Both these things tell us that she was Grusha when she was Mizana. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you can't say that Tosis has two answers, V'oid. And if you look in the Ran cross doesn't have the V'oid. He brings it all as one answer. Against the Cheskas Eshet Ish, I have two Chazokas. Chazokas Hashto, Cheskas Grusha Lefonecho, and Cheskas Ksheiro. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Tosis has to agree to that it's not two separate answers. In order to fight the Cheskas Eshet Ish, I have to have two Chazokas. I have to have Cheskas Grusha, and I have to have Cheskas Ksheiro. Why do I have to have two Chazokas? Says the Pnei Shua, he brings rice from all over Shas, that without Taltalareyasa, without two problems, without Taltalareyasa, without two reasonings to fight the original Chazaka, I cannot move. Cheskas Eishes Ish is very, very powerful. And it's so strong that it will tell us any Chazaka de Meikoro. A Chazaka, where you start off with, Chazaka de Meikoro tells us till now she was an Eishes Ish. She will remain, she was an Eishes Ish all the way through. That Chazaka is so strong that you can't move unless you have two Chazakas to fight it. Counterator. You need to have two Chazakas to damage the original Chazaka. So therefore, Chazaka de Meikoro will tell you she's an Eishes Ish. And it will always tell you an Eishes Ish unless you have two Chazakas to fight it. One is Cheskas Grusha, and the other one is Cheskas Kshedo. That is the Pnei Yeshua. And he brings rice from all over Shas. I've got one rye here, but I don't think we'll have time to get into the rye. I, Toitzus says, V'oid. Toitzus splits it into two reasonings, two answers. One Cheskas Grusha, the other one Cheskas Kshedo. How can the Pnei Yeshua say it's one teretz? It's one teretz. He's got a choice. He's got rice from all over Shas. That tells you that whenever you have a Chazaka de Mikoro, then you need two Chazakas to fight it, Cheskas Kshedo and Cheskas Grusha. That's the Pnei Yeshua. However, it could well be that in this case it's different. In this case it's different. Why? What is Chazaka de Mi'ikara? We have a Chazaka de Mi'ikara. Something was kosher, it will remain kosher. Right? A mikveh was 40 saw, it will remain 40 saw. A woman was married, we'll assume she remained married until the last possible second. Why? Because things don't change. Why should things change? What makes things change? And if they do change, we assume that the change happened in the last second, in the last second possible. That's the svara of Chazaka. If something happened, then we assume that the change happened in the last possible second because it's a chiddush that it moved. If I leave the shtender here, then the shtender should remain here. And if I see that it's not in the same place, then I'll assume that the change happened in the last possible second. Because things don't change, and if they do change, why should they happen earlier rather than later? And assume the change happened in the last possible second. So, what I found written in B'Shem Azeda, in Azeda's Sodom, whether it was his, whether it wasn't his, Zolzayin Ilin Ishmosoy, but this says as Asvara, it depends what caused the change. If it's a change that happens by itself, for example, a mikveh dips below 40 saw, that's a change that happens by itself. Why? Because there's a leak or whatever it is, or there's something happens by itself. It's a dovah shememela. Then we'll say, why should it have changed? What would have made it change? And if there was a change, then I'd assume that change happened in the last possible second. That's only when things which are changing by themselves. Something that changes by itself, I'll assume the change happened in the last possible second. But something which a person changes, then what makes you say that he changed it in the last possible second? Maybe he changed it an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, or 2 days ago, for all that matter. Why? Because a person has free choice. He's got bechira. He can choose when to do something. And why should he have done it in the last possible second? Maybe he did it earlier. So there's a difference when the change is happening by itself, or when the change is happening through a person's actions. Therefore, we can say like this. What are Shaila with an Eishes Ish? Was she Mizana before the get? Was she Mizana afterwards? Says the Cheskas Eishes Ish. The Cheskas Eishes Ish tells us no. Why should things have changed if she was an Eishes Ish? Let's say she remained an Eishes Ish until the last possible second. No. He changed it. He gave her a get. Why should he have given her the get after the Znus? Maybe he gave her the get before the Znus. We don't know. You can't say that things don't change, but these are things that people do. People give gittin. And if he gives the get, maybe he gave it beforehand. And he's got bechira, he's got free choice of when to give the get. So you can't say he gave it after the znus, maybe he gave it before the znus. And as long as we don't know, you can't kill her, because we have a sofek. So the chazaka, cheskas eishes ish, is not so strong, because the change that's made into the cheskas eishes ish is made by human hands. It's made by a person giving a get. And therefore, you don't need to have two strong chazakas to overpower it. Either you can say harigrusha lefonecho is enough to damage the chazaka de mikora, or cheskas ksheru can damage the chazaka de mikora, because this chazaka is not so powerful. Because you're telling me things don't change? No, maybe he did change it. Maybe he did change it. You don't know. So therefore, that already can create a sophic, and you cannot give a chenek based on a sophic.
Not like the Ram.
Not like the Ram of Pnei Shua. This is a not like the Ram. That's right. However, when we take the case of Gvinos, for example, or the case of Mikveh, or the case of Mikveh, those cases are cases where the change happened by itself. The Mikveh dipping under 40 saw is not caused by man. We have a Shiloh where the Mikveh itself dipped under 40 saw. So then we say things don't change. And if they do change, we can assume they change in the last possible second. And who has in a behemoth that becomes a trefor? The reason the behemoth became a trefor became a dovel shememele, became a trefor. So if we're going to say there was a change, we'll say the change happened in the last possible second. We're talking about the talfus that happened by itself. For example, we've got here, anything it could be. Nikiv krum shel moyach. These are things that happened by itself. We're talking about the behemoth shenimtza or trefor. It was found to be a trefor. Nothing that happened. Sorry? He caused it, but this is something that's happening to the mikveh, not by a person's choice making it happen. He's not making it under 40 saw. These are things mikvois by nature. Yeah, that's the reason, but it's not something that I am deciding now to make a get. It's not something that I'm deciding to do an action. This is a mikveh has many reasons why it's below 40. Many reasons. So it's an automatic thing. Whereas Kovush, for example, here I take an Issa and I am Koivashit. I am creating the change here. I am creating the change. I'm being Koivashit. What? If it was not a Maisa Bidi Odom. If it's not a Maisa Bidi Odom. Yesh Lodun. But here we have a Sophic Kovush, where we say that the person was Koivash in Issa. It's Kodesh and Issa. But again, don't forget, even if it's telling by itself, it's not necessarily a Dovo, it's not considered a Dovo Shemimela. Because something has to happen to make it fall in, usually. Usually something has to cause it to move in. Things don't move. And if it does, something's caused it. So, if it's a mighty video, if it's Sophic, Kodesh, a person with Kodesh and Issa, and he doesn't know whether he did it for 24 hours, So, in that case, you're right. Then it would be a situation, or in this case it is, it would be a situation where Sophic Kovush, we don't know, he has a period to decide when he was Kovush. Possible then Mimela? So Mimela comes out that the in the case of Kovush, Sophic Kovush also, because you don't know when the change happened. When did the person make the change? You could have made it earlier, could have made it later. Whereas when it comes to Cheskas Mikveh, or when it comes to the Chazaka of the Gvinois, in those cases, the change happened Mimela, and we say that the change happened Mimela happened in the last possible second. So we can split the cases now. The case of Eishes Ish, where the person was Megarish. The case of Kovush, when a person was Kovushit. In those cases, we say that there's a problem here. Because we don't know when he was Megarish. Maybe it was earlier. Therefore, the Cheskas Kashrus, the Cheskas Eishes Ish, was damaged. Whereas when it comes to Cheskas Gvinos, when it comes to the Gvinos, or when it comes to the Mikveh, in those cases where it happened by itself, we say it happened in the last possible second. Right.